One, two, three, go.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 2, episode 20 frickin' 1 of Sticky Pickles. Dinner party bomb, and who dribbled?
Yeah, no guest today, right, Maria?
Unless you have one to surprise me.
No. You know what? I think we can handle this on our own, because it's been a while. I think it's sometimes it's good to get back to base.
Just us gals. Mm-hmm. Can you regale us with your sticky pickle today?
Yes. Okay. So, dinner party bomb. So, Don's wife, Lauren, she loves a dinner party. Right? Loves hosting them, going on them.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
I love dinner parties too. I love them. I love all that stuff.
I miss them.
Me too.
You remember them?
Yes. So did Lauren. Lockdown has now, the restrictions have been a bit eased. And Lauren is already sorting out their very first indoor dinner party. Well, not their first ever, because they've done tons and tons and tons of these before.
The first after times.
The first after, COVID, Rona, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. What my other co-host insists on calling Lucky D. So.
Can we not infect?
Exactly. Never. Never. No.
Just say no to Lucky D.
No. Okay. No. So, like, they're, like, about 10, 12 people, and they're, like, a tight group, right? They all know each other. They've all hung around each other. It's always the same people that go to the show. But one of them this week said, hey, Mila, right? And her sister, Scylla. Can you believe it?
Mila and Scylla.
I know. Scylla, she's, like, she needs some cheering up. She's staying with me. Can she come along? Yeah. All good. So, party time. Magical evening. Everyone arrives. They're all dressed up. They're happy. Table's laid. Drinks are poured.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
It's like old times. Almost like old times. Because, you know, like it's air kissing.
Yep.
Anyway, they eat. They catch up. And inevitably, as things happen in these types of situations, they turn to Scylla, who is the only single person at the dinner party.
Okay.
And Lauren starts gently kind of snaking around her singleness. So, you know, no date tonight?
Oh, come on.
Or like, how long has it been since you and what's-his-name have split up? Isn't it time you jump back in the saddle? Do you feel ever lonely, though, being on your own all the time? Have you checked out this dating app?
I hate it when people do stuff like this.
Like, right? It's so awful. It's so awkward when you're in that situation because they're all trying to help, but you are just mortified.
Well, like, it's like, it doesn't make me embarrassed. It makes me mad.
Yeah.
It's like that. Just like, unless I bring it up, please don't broach that topic because, especially if you're the only one. Oh my God. It's already awkward. Like, everybody has noticed, okay?
But I suspect that when you're in a couple, you don't tend to notice it that way. You don't kind of feel sorry for the single person, or you want them to join your club. It's almost like when people are parents, they want people who haven't had kids yet in your group. You're like, oh, you should do it too. Oh my God, it's amazing. Right? There's like this
really?
Kind of.
I have not been that person at all.
Well, okay, so Scylla smiles at all these questions, right? She smiles and nods or shakes her head, but she doesn't give much away.
Ooh.
And, like, Lauren is kind of dismayed by this because she's kind of good at getting the goods out of a person. So Lauren does what Lauren does, and she starts kind of probing a bit. You know, a little bit harder.
A little bit of a pry, a little bit of a probe.
Yeah, right. So, Scylla, let's try this, she says. What kind of guy or person, no judgy here, you do you, but what kind of person might you be attracted to? Let's just try and figure it out, you know, and Scylla's like, I'm not sure. And she's like, of course, you've got to know, shrieks Lauren. Look at all the people at the party. She says, which one of these beautiful people do you find most attractive?
Oh,
so we can
come
get
on.
An idea of your ideal type.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm horrified. What? I'm just imagining if someone did this in my group of friends, I think I would like vomit or something. That's so weird.
So it's like,
Which one of your friends do you feel sexual attraction towards? Just tell us. I'm sure it won't be awkward at all. Oh boy. And then the answer is none of them. Then you've insulted everybody. What, you don't think I'm hot enough for you? It's like, no, not like that. But you're my friend. You understand? Oh, there is no way to win this one. There's no way. I'd be like, let's just move past it. So how about the Patriots? Like, let's talk about something, anything else, anything else.
That's interesting you say that because everyone, right, feels attention at the table, obviously, right? Because everyone started to slow down their like particular tete-a-tete that they were having with their neighbor and kind of swiveled over to whatever this is going on.
Our host is being a totally nosy Nelly and she needs to knock it the fuck off. Yeah, okay.
And what does any good dinner party guests do in this situation? Stay the fuck out of it.
Oh, I was going to say rip a giant fart. I don't know.
Like, I wrote that down as what would you do? And I wrote down fart.
Like, emergency distraction deploy. Go! Someone's got one stored. They're trying to wait for a good time to go to the bathroom. Just do it now.
Super farter to the rescue. Maria's here.
I'm sure somebody has that superpower.
It's like your number one. It's your number one, like okay, deploy.
All right, I made it extra awkward now.
I'm crying again. Oh, my God. Yeah, actually, that would take the pressure off, wouldn't it? It would diffuse the situation, but infuse the air with a new aroma.
It definitely would take pressure off. Yes, the pressure is definitely off. Yes.
So some are watching this, of course, with huge saucer-sized eyes. Others are pretending to pick lint off their clothes, you know, and Lauren pushes more. Come on, it's fun, she says. Scylla, just point at someone, you know?
Suddenly, Scylla's like, I have an important phone call over there, bye.
Okay, says Scylla. I'll tell you, it's him. He is by far the most attractive human at this table. She's pointing at Don, Lauren's husband.
Now things got interesting. I want to bone your husband. How do you think about that?
Right? But she was forced in that corner. So, okay, you're at the dinner party. You're one of the 10 people there watching this with saucer eyes, okay? Your thoughts right now?
My thoughts right now is that's actually a pretty masterful move because it not only satisfies the curiosity and causes drama, it actually compliments
the host.
The host by being like, you married the hottest guy at the table. It insults everybody else.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm complimenting you on your good taste, even though you're a bitch. So that's kind of masterful.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't think about that. Yeah. So, okay, so obviously the dinner party ends awkwardly,
people
right?
are running for the door, like, I'll call you sometime.
yeah. And then, you know, even this is after she was like, what do you like about him? Said Lauren, right? What do you like about him? And Scylla just doesn't skip a beat. She's like, his broad shoulders, his funny eyebrows, his quiet disposition, his witty sense of humor, his tallness, his kindness, his smartness, his loyalty. And she kind of, like, does this kind of swoony look. So, okay. So Lauren's pissed off, like you can imagine. Silence around the table. Freeze frame. Pickle number one. Right? You diffuse the situation by farting.
In all actuality, no. I'd be wishing somebody. I don't have that kind of skill to just deploy at will.
You could ask your partner. See, that's the great thing about this dinner party, because it's all like everyone else is couples, so you can kind of force it on your other
Honey,
half.
Honey, get the whoopee cushion out of my purse real quick. I knew there was a reason I towed this thing around.
Anyway, so her sister drags her out, berates her for ruining everything, yada, yada, yada. But,
oh,
you know,
Lord.
Scylla's feeling pretty smug because she did the right thing. She doesn't have the hots for this fucking guy, right? She was just like, fuck you, Lauren.
She just got bullied at a dinner party.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And she's like, whatever, everything will blow over. It's fine. Except 2 days pass. Bring, bring on the phone. Guess who? It's Don, baby.
Don Draper? No.
He says shyly, you know, that he's been thinking about her.
No.
He feels
come
the
on.
Same. He
says, no, it's a trap.
He says,
it's a trap.
You electrify me. He says, says Don. So Scylla now has to say what to Don, the host? Maria.
this is like if
this
I
is
was
your
just,
sticky pickle trap.
I would literally just start laughing because I feel like this is the most ridiculous. Everything about this is just completely fucking ridiculous. Where's the camera? This is like, come on. Clearly, wifey is on the line, just like, like, just like waiting for her to fall in this fucking trap.
And she's breathing like she's just run 10 miles.
Yeah, I'd be like blocking all y'all's numbers. I'm getting some new friends. Fuck you all. I want nothing to do with you people. You're a mess.
She's not friends with these people, right? This is her sister's friends.
Yeah, like, just never, like, don't, no.
Yeah. Just,
because
yeah.
You're going to find out that they're all, like, in a polycule and they're looking to add some more or, like, some sort of, like, weird-ass sex drama. Well,
sorry, like, educate us. Today I learned. Polycule?
Isn't a polycule, like, a polyamorous situation, like, a very specific arrangement of a polyamorous type of relationship?
I don't know, but I like the word a lot. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, well, there's, like, throuple.
And throuple, I've heard. Yeah, throuple.
Yeah, yeah.
Throuple.
There's different names for different types of situations, and a polycule is, like, I believe, a very specific kind. I don't know what kind, because I'm not a polyamorous person, but I'm a boring monogamous person. generally my experience has been when people are in a polyamorous situation, sometimes the drama can get amped up real fast. So I'd be like, get away from there. Unless you're into it.
Polycule.
Unless you're into it. But I'm just assuming that she's like totally pulling everybody's leg. I'd be like, these people are messy drama. I don't know what their situation is. Yeah. Get the fuck away. No, just hang up. Just hang up. No, just walk away.
And, you know, rest assured that you fucked up Lauren's dinner parties because they're never going to be this exciting again, no matter what she does.
Wait. We're saying that Scylla messed up the dinner party?
By having the freak out and calling Lauren to task.
Yeah.
That was a pretty exciting night for everyone.
Oh, yeah, but that was Lauren's fault. That was 100% sure. Lauren's fault. Yeah, yeah.
All I'm saying is that dinner party is going down in history.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lauren's future dinner parties ain't going to come close, no matter how good the fucking gyozas are. You know what I'm saying?
Does she have any friends left after that? I mean, is this like a normal thing that she would ask of her guests?
Well, you know, maybe she's just a bit on the wines. I don't know.
I have to admit, I mean, I'm trying to think if I was one of the other people at the table, I wouldn't be offended by anything that Scylla said. I'd be offended that Lauren.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a little like, maybe it depends on how well I knew this person, if she was sauced. But if this was like a normal question, I'd be like, that's kind of an approach, sort of crying.
Hey, in my time, I'm a way older than you, but I've been to many, many, many dinner parties where inappropriate shit has happened. Like, seriously, like, you're sitting there going with your eyes going, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. And you just sit through it because you're just thinking, this is just too fucking crazy. I am just going to tiptoe my way out of this one as fast as I can.
There's nothing good on TV tonight anyway, so I might as well stay here for this.
Yeah.
I paid for the babysitter. I'm going to get my money's worth.
We need to have your sticky backhaul. Tell us about who dribbled.
Who dribbled? Well, I seem to be the master of first world problems. My sticky pickles.
I love that. Mine was pretty first world. Dinner party, come on.
True. Yeah, I the one I did a little while ago about sharing like Netflix passwords, that actually came up in real life. My husband's like, we need to consult the sticky pickles episode, figure out how to resolve this one, because this is actually happening to us. Props that he remembered that episode. This is another first world sticky pickle. So even pre-pandemic, like, this is just if you've been in any kind of around youngish people, I don't know, in their 20s. You mm-hmm. may have noticed a lot of younger people, I don't know, compared to when I was in my 20s, have pets. Like, I don't know. I don't remember everybody having a dog or a cat when they were, like, straight out of college. But now it seems to be a thing. So a lot of younger people have pets, like, really early on. And I think it's great. Like,
yeah.
People having cats or dogs. So when people start to couple up, it becomes perhaps a bit of a sticky pickle, a first world sticky pickle. Because you're combining households and pets.
Yeah.
Okay. So that brings me to the situation.
I never thought about the good situation.
Yeah. Good sitch. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Yeah. Sitch. Yeah.
So I want us to think about being in the throes of a serious long term relationship in your 20s. So like maybe mid 20s,
Right.
A 26-year-old Rita and her long-term boyfriend, Doug, who's also like 26, 27.
Right.
And they've been together dating for like a year. And they've decided after a year of dating, it's time to combine households, save on rent, and move in together.
Yes. Share a bed.
Share, yep. Well, they've been doing that for a little bit, but they get rid of one of them.
Just
consolidate.
Consolidate their square footage. Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Save that rent monies. Both Rita and Doug have their own pets, though. So Rita has a 16-year-old tabby cat that we're just going to call, for the sake of the story, Grandma.
Okay.
And Doug has like a 13-year-old Labrador retriever named Gramps. So we have Grandma and Gramps. Okay.
Yep.
And
dog and cat.
Yeah. Dog and cat. So contrary to, I suppose, popular opinion, dogs and cats, especially elderly ones, can actually get along pretty well if you have well-tempered pets and introduce them to each other properly. And Rita and Doug actually, as they move in together, consolidate households, they take the time, they're good pet parents, to introduce Grandma and Gramps properly to each other, and they actually get along okay, and they're like cuddling, and it's awesome, and they don't seem too stressed out about each other.
That's like a dream come true, though. If I fucking moved in with my boyfriend and brought my, you know, 16-year-old dog, and it's all like hunky-dory, the cat and dog get along, we're like having, you know, swoony time. Heaven.
Yeah, there's no fights because they're kind of too old to fight at that age. Yeah, you get nice, like, elderly pet cuddles. It's the best because they just sleep all day. It's great. I don't know if you've been around elderly animals, though, but sometimes bladder control becomes an issue. And this can be exacerbated.
Just like people.
It's true. This can be exacerbated by stress. So Doug has been noticing now and then as he, goes to get food from the kitchen or whatever, he's stepping in little dribble puddles.
Mm. You mean dribble from the back end?
From the back end of an animal.
Yeah, not like their face. Yeah, I just want to make sure dribble. I just want to make sure. Yeah.
it's a little piddle puddle.
Piddle puddle.
It's
okay,
a piddle puddle.
Yeah, piddle puddle.
Yeah. And it's not a lot, so it's not enough to be like, okay, this is a large amount, it's clearly a dog. This is a small amount, and it's clearly a cat. It's like it's indeterminate which animal this piddle is from. Like, nobody's going to be doing DNA or sniff tests on this thing. They're just like, there's an animal pissing on the floor. This is what I'm trying to say.
And no one wants that, because especially if you've got carpets or rugs or like anything, you step in it. But like if you've got like soft furnishings, ugh.
Yeah, and it's especially like with a cat. Once they start piddling one place, they start doing it over and over. It, with cats, it's like a really big problem. Mm. So for the record, Rita moved into Doug's place.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug is like, listen, Gramps never dribbled. I'm very good about taking him for walkies. He's got, I've got a little bed for him. If he does dribble, it tends to be on his little dog bed. But I've never had piddle problems with Gramps. So clearly this issue is Grandma. She's too old. She's an incontinent cat. This is a problem because, like, I'm not going to get my rent deposit back on my apartment because cat pee is, like, impossible to get out and landlords hate it. So, like, oh, my God, we got to get rid of this cat.
Mm-hmm.
Which Rita, as you can imagine, is like, you're not getting rid of my cat. She's my baby. I've had her since like high school. Are you joking?
I'm on Rita's side right now. I'm internalized Rita already. I'm like listening to him going, mm-hmm.
You don't just like abandon your pet just because they're old and peeing. Mm-hmm. That's just awful. So basically, Rita's like, okay, you're making this accusation that it's my cat doing this, but how do you know it's not your dog? And Doug's like, well, my dog wouldn't do that. So, How would you resolve this out of curiosity?
I'm going to tell you the first thing that came to my head, and you're going to think, I don't know what you're going to think. I'm just going to say it, okay?
You're crazy.
I might cut this out of the edit. Someone said that they did this to one of their small dogs, and I thought it was super brilliant, so I'm suggesting this.
Okay.
Baby diaper up the cat. Put a little slot for the tail. Right? And just baby diaper him up and then just go, yeah, we'll find out. Now, I don't think I know any cat. The cats I have met, maybe a dozen cats. I can't imagine any of the cats I know putting up.
I was just going to say that. I would hear,
and you get clawed to death. So what do? Nappy the dog. Dogs can handle it. That's what I would do. I'm nappying one of them.
So Doug comes up with a solution that Rita absolutely hates. Okay. But Doug is like, I'm going to install cameras all over the house. I'm going to catch him in the act.
Oh, yes. That's way more less intrusive. That's good. Think of that.
Every bedroom, all the rooms, everything, 24/7, I've got cameras going. And I will find somebody in the act of pissing on the kitchen floor.
Wow. He has a lot of time to watch, right?
Yes.
Cats in the kitchen again. Slow it down.
Yeah, because it's like you got to figure out when the piddle happened and then what, you know, unless
you
the camera
is. See it. Like, is it full color? Does the piddle have color? Is there a sheen? Is it the wrong light? Oh, there's so many dramas. Okay. Carry on.
So Rita's really not happy about this solution.
She's like, you're a fucking psycho. Who cares? Just get a paper towel. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, this is part of living with a geriatric pet is that this kind of stuff can happen, unfortunately. So it's just part of life, right? So that's Rita's attitude. And Doug is like, you know, I'm determined to get to the bottom of this problem because I want to know who done it. And I don't know why Doug particularly wants to know who did it. Like, in Rita's mind, it doesn't make a difference, but Doug wants to know. So he turns on all the cameras.
This is a red flag. Can I just say at this point, I'm just interrupting, but I'm just saying it's a red flag. I'm thinking right now, some guy who's obsessed with which old pet is actually incontinent for the reason of knowing who did it as opposed to out of like care. I'm already like, what the fuck is this?
He wants
this
to know who to blame and get mad at, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. So I'm already like my shoulders are all like tense.
Yeah, so he's turning on, he's got the cameras turned on, and after like a day or two, he's like, I got enough footage, I should be able to figure out who did it. And so he's reviewing the footage from like the kitchen camera, and this is what he sees. While he's away at work, Rita is at home, and he sees Rita go over to the cutlery drawer, open it up, take out a spoon, get a giant dollop of peanut butter, eat it. Lick the spoon, and then puts the spoon right back in the cutlery drawer.
Mm-hmm.
He sees her walk over to the camera, pick a giant something or something out of her nose, shows it to the camera, grosses him out. He almost, like, vomits. She's just doing everything she possibly can to gross him out as a giant fuck you.
Right, but... And does he know it's a fuck you, or does he think, she's been doing this the whole time? She's disgusting!
Well, one would hope that she's doing this on purpose. Rita basically tries to think of everything, the most basic, disgusting, bodily fluid-related nastiness that she can to gross him out. And I would say it worked because he's like, all right, fine. I'm taking the cameras down. Because he never actually did find out which animal piddled the floor.
But he did. Like, I don't know. She's very brave with her relationship. I would worry, I think, that they would suddenly turn around and go, actually, you're fucking disgusting.
You're doing gross things with everything related to your body functions, and so is your pet. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that.
I'm thinking, actually, too much, man. But although the cameras is too much, they're not a good match. I don't think they're a good match. I think they should separate. I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Wow. They need to. All right.
What do you think?
It feels like a bit of an extrapolation, but I could see it. I don't know if I'd call it a clear line from getting together to get separating, but I could see the path.
Okay, but would you like a guy that is so obsessed with which old pet's peeing, right? It's kind of be hard to find that person attractive again after you've seen him pour over hours upon hours of footage just to get something.
Just to get footage of some animal pissing the floor. Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard
attractive.
To have respect for somebody like that after that. Yeah.
I'm just like, wow. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah. So that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
And you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. Bye.
Boom. Bye.
This Sticky Pickles episode was created and hosted by Maria Varmazis and Carol Terrio, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
Actually, do you want to hold 1 second? I'll just get some water. Do you mind? Because I've been talking for 4 hours. I can twit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you know when you're like super, super freaking out thirsty and you don't realize it until it's too late? And then you're suddenly like, I really need a drink. I really need a drink. I really need a drink.
Why is my mouth cottony and my head is killing me? And like, oh, I need water.
Yeah, exactly.
Hydration.
Okay, Maria, tell us about tell us about who dribbled.
Well, I seem to be...